Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting deep into a moonlit jungle chop blend, built for warm tape-style grit in Ableton Live 12. And this is an advanced one. We're not just making a nostalgic break loop, we're building a real DJ tool section. Something you can use to mix in, mix out, bridge two tunes, tease a drop, or add a dark little performance moment inside a DNB arrangement. The sound we're chasing is that sweet spot between dusty and disciplined. You want classic jungle break energy, but you also want modern low-end control. So think chopped amen or think fragments, a monostable sub underneath, a dark reese or mid-bass wash for movement, and some filtered atmosphere sitting behind everything like night air. We're working at 174 BPM, and we're going to build a 16-bar phrase. That phrasing matters a lot in drum and bass. If the section is too busy from the start, DJs won't be able to blend with it. If the low end is messy, the whole thing falls apart on a club system. So this lesson is really about control. Controlled grit. Controlled tension. Controlled space. First, set up your project properly. Make a new group for drums and chops, another for bass, and another for atmosphere and effects. Right away, give yourself headroom. Leave at least about 6 dB of peak space before final limiting. That gives you room to saturate and glue things later without smashing the life out of the mix. If you can, drop in a reference track on another audio lane and level match it. That's a simple but powerful move. It keeps your ears honest while you build the section. Now, for the break source. Pick a classic jungle break, or even a more dusty obscure one if you want a deeper feel. Amen. Think. Hot pants. All good starting points. Drag it onto an audio track and turn warp on. For a break with strong transient detail, Complex Pro is often a solid choice. The key here is not to overgrid everything. You want the main kick or snare to lock to the bar, but you also want a little human drift in the smaller hits. That drift is part of the vibe. Duplicate the break so you can work with two lanes. One lane is your main chop lane, where the rhythm lives. The other is your texture lane, which you can filter, stretch, or resample later. If you want more surgical control, you slice to new MIDI track and slice by transients. Put the slices on a drum rack, and keep only the strongest fragments. You do not need 20 slices here. Usually 6 to 10 good ones are enough if you choose well. This is where the lesson starts to become a DJ tool instead of just a drum loop. Build a 2-bar MIDI pattern, but don't fill every space. A great jungle chop blend has movement, but it also breathes. Use one stable backbeat anchor, a few ghost hits, maybe a couple of double time details, and leave gaps for the bass to speak. A good approach is to let the snare feel like the anchor, then have tiny, chopped hats or break clicks answer it between the backbeats. Keep some 1/8 and 1/16 spaces open. Add a little variation every 4 bars so the loop doesn't sound copy-pasted. In terms of velocity, keep ghost notes relatively soft, maybe around 20 to 60, and let the main snare hit harder, more like 90 to 120. You don't need random chaos. You need a convincing performance feel. A useful trick here is call and response. Let one chopped phrase answer another. Maybe bar 1 is snare-led, bar 2 is hat-led, then bar 3 and 4 repeat with one small change. That tiny change is important. At 174 BPM, micro contrast makes a huge difference. One extra hat, one missing ghost note, one filter move, one bass note change. That's enough to keep the ear engaged. Now let's shape the chop with stock Ableton devices. Put EQ 8 first, and high pass the break around 30 to 45 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. If the break feels boxy, take a little out around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for density. Don't overdo it. A little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and only a touch of crunch. Keep boom very conservative or off entirely if your bass is handling the bottom. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on. A few dB of drive can add the warm, tape-style edge we want. If the break needs a thicker bite, try analog clip, but keep it tasteful. And if the stereo image starts getting messy, use utility to narrow it slightly. The break should feel thick, not smeared. If you want that subtle tape motion, put an auto filter before saturation and automate a low-pass sweep. Maybe open it up during the transition and pull it back down a bit in the quieter bars. Keep the movement subtle. We are aiming for worn dubplate energy, not a lo-fi effect that crushes the character out of the sample. Next comes the bass. For this style, the bass has two jobs. One is pure sub-authority. The other is mid-range tension and movement. Use operator for the sub-layer with a sine wave, short release, and mono behavior. Keep it clean and simple. This sub should support the groove, not interfere with the kick or snare. For the mid bass, use Wavetable, Analog, or Drift. A detuned Reese works well here, especially if you high pass at around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub owns the low end. Add a bit of saturation to bring out harmonics, and give it some slow movement with detune or an LFO. Keep the stereo width in the upper harmonics, not down low. When writing the bass notes, think about support and tension. Longer notes can sit under the first part of the phrase, short anticipations can push into snare hits, and little gaps can make drum fills feel bigger. A two-bar motif that ends on a lower note often helps the loop feel inevitable, like it wants to repeat. This is important in DNB. The break gives you motion, but the bass gives you body. The drums say we're moving, and the bass says here's the weight. That's the classic jungle to modern roller balance. Now let's add atmosphere. This is where the moonlit part comes in. Use a low-passed pad, a field texture, vinyl room tone, or a subtle ambient sample. You can build this with Wavetable, Drift, or Analog, or simply use a sample in Simpler and process it lightly. Auto filter, reverb, and echo are your friends here, but keep everything tucked back. Low pass the atmosphere somewhere around 1.5 to 5 kHz, give it a small amount of reverb, maybe 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and a very gentle echo if needed. The goal is depth, not a wash that buries the drums. If you automate the filter or reverb slowly across the phrase, the atmosphere can feel like it's breathing with the track. That's a big part of an underground mood. Now group your chop tracks into a drum bus and your low end into a bass bus. This is where the whole thing starts sounding like a proper record instead of a bunch of parts. On the drum bus, try glue compressor first, just enough to catch a dB or two of gain reduction. Then maybe drum bus for a little more density, and EQ to tame harshness if the tops get brittle. Be careful around 5 to 9 kHz if the break starts sounding spiky. On the bass bus, use utility, EQ, and maybe a touch of saturator. Keep the sub mono or nearly mono. Watch the 120 to 250 Hz area, because that's where warmth turns into mud very quickly. If the bass needs control ducking, a compressor or volume shaping can help the kick breathe without making the whole thing pump, obviously. If the section feels powerful but disconnected, the bus glue was usually the missing piece. You want it to feel like one smoked-out machine, not separate loops stacked on top of each other. Now we automate the phrase. This is where the section becomes really usable in a DJ context. Over 16 bars, open the break filter gradually. Bring the bass in around bars 5 to 9. Increase saturation or drum bus drive a little as you approach the lift. Widen the atmosphere toward the end. Then strip the low end out in the last one or two bars so there's a clean mix point. A very practical structure looks like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filter chops and atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8 introduce sub hints and a few more ghost notes. Bars 9 to 12 bring in the Reese and more snare energy. Bars 13 to 16 give you the full chop blend, more tension, then a drop out or strip down for mixing. That opening section matters a lot. If your first four bars are too heavy, DJs won't have room to blend. But if they're controlled, the section becomes really mixable. That's the whole idea of a DJ tool. It's not just about sounding good on its own. It's about being useful in a set. A few advanced tips to push this further. Print your chop bus to audio once the groove feels good. Audio often reveals whether the rhythm is genuinely strong or just busy on MIDI. You can also resample the printed chop and rechop it for an even more glued, tape crumbled texture. That's a great move if you want more character. Think in layers of function. One layer for motion, one for low-end authority, one for tension, one for space. If a sound isn't clearly doing a job, try muting it. Sometimes the section gets better immediately when you remove one layer. Also, be careful with the low mids. The 120 to 350 Hz range is where this style can get muddy fast. If the blend sounds huge but doesn't translate, trim there before you add more saturation. And always check the mix in mono. If it collapses, your stereo trickery is too aggressive. For a heavier variation, you can do things like an off-grid ghost reach up, where a duplicate break lane is offset by a few milliseconds, or use two bass states, one cleaner in the first half and one more aggressive in the second half. Another nice trick is alternate snare placement every four bars so the groove breathes without changing identity. You can also create a half-bar tension flip in bar 8 or 16. Drop the main chop out briefly, then bring it back with a fill. That gives the section a little shock of energy right before a mix handoff or drop. If you want a more dubwise feel, let the break answer the bass. Bass note lands, then a chop responds a 1/16 later. That kind of broken call and response brings the jungle energy to life without needing more notes. So here's the recap. We built a warm, gritty, DJ friendly Jungle Chop Blend in Ableton Live 12. We kept the sub mono and clean. We let the break handle motion instead of low end weight. We used drum bus, saturator, EQ8, utility, and bus processing to get warmth and control. We phrased the section like a mixing tool, not just a loop, and we automated the tension so the groove grows across the phrase. The goal is for it to feel dusty and precise at the same time. That's the sweet spot. If you can make this section work in a mix and still have character on its own, you've got a serious weapon for modern jungle and darker DNB.